Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You will now hear an electronically generated noise.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That is no lie about the Cheers, by the way. Okay? Because I'm mine with me here on the Green Bay trip. You need it. Okay? You need it when you go to the sardine can. When you're in Green Bay, you go to the sardine can. Okay? And then you need your Cheers. Welcome, everybody. It is Tuesday morning here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, there in Houston. I'm in Green Bay. And let's go. Lonnie Johnson, baby. I loved it. Now, it started a skirmish. Lonnie Johnson.
Okay, you got to tell people. You got to tell
Lonnie
people
Johnson is, they're playing the zone. Jay Sternberger comes across the middle. Lonnie Johnson puts a good, clean hit on him. Now, was it a necessary hit? No. Was it a good, clean hit? The answer is yes. It was a clean hit. Now, he had another pretty big hit in special teams play as well. I didn't see that one, but I was right there watching the hit on Jay Sternberger, and it started a little melee, and then later he had that other one, and then he got sent to the showers by Bill O'Brien. So, my thought is this, is that clean hit. Anybody who says that it wasn't clean, that he's going to get penalized in the game, they're wrong. He hit him with his shoulder. Now he dropped him right there, and he stood there. I don't know that he taunted him. I don't know. I know he just stood over him, but there's nothing he could do. He was standing there, and Jay Sternberger is right there. I mean, he dropped him right now. So the Packers came to his defense and blah blah blah, whatever. Afterwards. Well, Bill O'Brien did kick him out of practice. So you go to the shower.
Because
you're done.
I think he got kicked out for standing over. I think it was the whole thing. From what I read, the standing over Sternberger and flexing was a big problem. I think it was.
I wouldn't say that. I honestly, he stood over him, but there's nowhere he was going. He wasn't going anywhere. I don't know that he flexed so much. I can tell a flex when you're. I mean, he hit him, and he hit him with his shoulder, and it was clean. And you know, and any time that happens, you're going to be standing over the guy, whether or not he flexed. Okay, I don't know.
Well, Devontae Adams thought he did.
Yeah. Well, and you got the sound of LaFleur as well, because here's LaFleur talking about the hit and what he thought of it.
I thought there was no place for that, and we addressed it, and you know, it's an unfortunate deal, and because I was pretty clear with our guys that we're not doing that stuff. I can't speak for them. I have no idea. I just know that, you know, what I saw out there in that particular play, you know, that's not what we want to be about. No, he addressed it. I don't know exactly who did it, but I know he didn't come back in the defensive period.
I know some of that is going to be Bill O'Brien simply saying, that was the second time he had a hit. That I guess the real problem for a lot of the Packers and probably a lot of veterans is that, all right, dude, we're having a practice. And yeah, you can be intense. You don't hit like that in a practice when we got gats. That's game time hitting. And I get it. I get it. Yeah. On Lonnie Johnson's side, he's a rookie. He's trying to make an impact. You know, he's trying to. I really question. I understand Bill O'Brien. getting him out of a practice because he had the second hit was on the kickoff, and you don't want to start a complete melee. By the same token, I wonder if in the back of Bill O'Brien's mind, he's not a little bit happy that this that he's got his big boys out there, you know, popping people a little bit. I just wonder. Maybe not.
I don't know. I'll tell you this. I was right there. He brought the team together, and he did say, you know, we're going to play clean. He did say we don't want any fights. We ain't doing that. We're not. That's not what we're doing.
Right.
It's not what we're here for. So we're not going to start. We're not going to have any fights. Okay. So you guys, you know, play clean and all that kind of stuff before they all went out. Before they went on to the dual practice.
Look, there's a lot of people who don't even know who you're even talking about now. I mean, the Texans have not been a hot topic. He was not a first-round pick. Lonnie Johnson is this big cornerback out of Kentucky. And, I mean, there's very few people in pro football today that look the part like Lonnie Johnson. He's 6'2". He's about 213 pounds. And he's put together, isn't he, John? I mean, that's a good-looking dude. He had a 30-inch vertical leap. Yeah. All of his numbers, he's a great tester, all of his numbers. He was drafted, was he third? He was third, right? Was he second or third round?
Second.
No, he's second. That's right. He and Sharping. So the problem is.
Sharping was third.
Yeah, Sharping was third. They had two thirds, right? Or was it 2 seconds? Anyway,
whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, Lonnie Johnson was a second round pick primarily on how he played in the postseason. The Senior Bowl, he was really, really good. He had a great combine. And like I said, he runs pretty well for his size, a 4.52. But he will hit you. He will hit you in games. He'll come up and hit you. I don't think it's crazy that there's a chance that he could eventually be considered a safety if it doesn't work out at cornerback.
But he runs.
No, he can run. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everyone loves all the defensive back coaches that I talked to before the draft love the guy's potential. It's just that he never finds the football. Gave up way too many, only two passes defense. John, he just doesn't find the football, but he's got all the tools in the world.
He needs technique work. I don't think that there's any question about that. He is not in the mix to start. Because the dime is going to be a die. The nickel is Coleman. The dime is a die. Lonnie Johnson has a chance to be on the field, but I'm going to tell you what, they are going to pick on him. I'll tell you who they're going to pick on is Aaron Coleman. Aaron Coleman is in the slot, and they're running all kinds of crossing patterns on him.
Yeah.
And he's having a tough time keeping up with people. He's left off. That's worrisome. If he's your nickel, you're in.
Yeah, it's still a work in progress. Same way offensive line is a work in progress. Both of them are, Colvin's not going to be the guy. They'll get rid of him, I don't know, maybe even before the season starts. I don't know. Do you think he's a lock to make it this year?
I don't know that. If he better have a big preseason because he wasn't even active for the end of the season.
That's what I'm saying. I think they've got him on the roster.
But again, you're in a place. Now, in Bill O'Brien's answer yesterday, it was a typical coach answer when asked about cutting Deontay Foreman. Oh, listen, we just got so many guys at that position, and we needed to open up a spot for another position. That's just typical football. Well, not really. I found out yesterday that Foreman and so he signs with the Titans, right?
No, Colts.
Or the Colts rather. And you're going to see him twice a year in the division. You know what I ain't scared of? That.
Right. By the way, you may not see him twice a year. The Colts have four running backs already that they like a lot. So I think Deontay is just and remember this now, Chris Ballard is from Texas City. He's from Texas City. He knows Deontay Foreman. That might have been just and I asked Chris about it, and he just said, he said, hey, the guy's got talent. We want to bring guys in who have some talent. He's got some talent, but, you know, Ballard and the Colts aren't going to hang on to him. If he pulls anything in Indianapolis, he'll be gone because they've got Marlon Mack, Nyheim Hines, Jordan Wilkins, and Jonathan Williams, and I think there was one other running back who they had. But yeah, he's got a chance to stay. I just don't know if he has a chance to play. But
well, Ballard ain't. I'm gonna tell you one thing: Ballard ain't gonna put up with is his attitude.
No.
How about he was late to training camp a couple of times?
Yeah.
How about he was late to meetings a couple of times?
Oh no. You know,
I mean, camp. How in the hell are you late for training camp?
Now he'll cut his ass if there's anything like that.
Dude does not honestly. And people who are upset about Deontay Foreman being cut, I've seen it all over Twitter. Oh, he's going to come back and stick it right in.
No,
he's not going to be. He won't be on a football team. You're not. He's not good enough. Ezekiel Elliott can sit out. He's Saquon Barkley. You're Deontay Foreman. You got to fight to make the team. And then apparently when they were, it was done with offense or whatever, and then you got special teams are coming up. He's like the last to get off the field. He was always the last to meetings. He was always, talk about an attitude adjustment.
That's what I'm saying. If you're not some kind of, those guys like that, you have to stay on and stay on and stay on if they're talented. If they aren't really doing anything for you, they're not really factors, then you got to get rid of those guys. Those are not football. That's called a low football character. When I talk about football character or basketball character, that's it right there. It's just always being last to do this, always late. There's not really a love for it. There's not really a love for it, and there's not really a love for the process. And you can't have that. You can't have
and
that.
And are you worth it? And are you worth
it? He's not, and there it is at the end of the day. He's not worth it. But you look at the running back situation, I get that everyone's like, oh, you don't have.
No, they don't.
You know what? They may not, but it's also not worth hanging on to Deontay Foreman if he's not going to be part of the. If he's not going to be a team guy, you don't hang on to that guy. You'll find someone else, roll with who you got right now. And then I'm looking right now, Buddy Howell. I don't know enough about Buddy Howell as a runner. I know Josh Ferguson's probably not enough. Tywan Jones has got some time in the league in a pinch. Caron Higdon, did you see? Is he getting any reps at all?
Oh, yeah, he's getting reps.
Because I like
Higdon. He looks pretty good.
And now
he's
Higdon,
little, though.
I compare Higdon to a smaller version of Deontay Foreman because he will hit it between the tackles hard. And I like him a lot. He's just a little small to be a power back, but he's the kind of guy that I knew Bill O'Brien would like. You know what he is? He's like a patriot. He's one of those guys you wouldn't think much of, but then he's just a hardworking guy. But then eventually they find another guy like that 2 years later, and he's gone. You know how the Patriots would give a guy like this 24 carries for three straight games, and then you never see him again the rest of the year?
Right.
That's kind of like what Higdon is. So I actually think he could have some value with the team, but we'll wait and see. So we got to break it here. It's already 7:12, but John is obviously live from training camp. So they allowed you to watch. So the Texas or 610 allowed you to watch training camp.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it on the other side.
Okay.
It was actually unbelievable. So let's talk about people getting insurance now.
All right, let's talk about TGS Insurance, because TGS Insurance is a company who a lot of people have asked me about, and that's it's funny, once your insurance comes up and it's due again, it's a pretty good chunk of money. And so with homeowners insurance, that's a one year. It's not 6 months like car. It's 1 year. You pay for an entire year. And there are a lot of companies out there who rely on you being lazy and just going with the status quo and sticking with them, because what they'll do is incrementally raise your rates over the years. And then you'll find, like a lot of people are finding, that they are paying substantially more. There are several people who are paying $1,000 and $2,000 more than they should be. And that is just insane to me. The average customer with TGS is saving $870 right now in 2019. $870. Could you use that money? Absolutely you could. It's your money. Stop giving it away to insurance companies when there are A-rated insurance companies that TGS can put you with. All you have to do is text MONEY to 232323, and they will get you started on the process of potentially saving big, big money and getting the great coverage that you expect. TGSinsurance.com. Text MONEY to 232323, and you could get signed up as early as today with brand new homeowners insurance. MONEY to 232323.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime, John, you're just trying to make a decision in the best interest of the team. You know, we've got some guys that are playing pretty good at that position, and we had a need at some other positions, and that's just what we decided to do. And, we wish Deontay the best. He's a good guy. He's got talent, and we wish him the best.
I mean, Coach Speak is just,
Well, you don't want to lay the kid. I mean, look, he's gone. You don't want to lay him out right now, do you?
No, you're not going to let. You're never going to lay him out, though. I mean, but it's just typical Coach Speaks. I mean, it's but yeah, I don't know how much you can believe. Did you see Freddie Kitchens yesterday going off saying if there's anybody,
he said
no more leaks in the organization.
He said the days of inside information and the days of unnamed sources have ended. You're not going to get any information like that
immediately
ever anybody. And if I ever see it, they're fired immediately. That's the way we're running this organization.
Yeah. So, but okay, I get it, and you know what, he has to say that, and that's fine. But it's not true. I mean, they got rid of him because he's got, like you said, low football character.
Oh, you're not talking about Kitchens.
No, I'm talking about Deontay Foreman.
Yeah.
So yesterday, after I finish up here and go there, and I can tell you this. There were thousands. I was like, what the hell? Is this a Saturday? Thousands of people there. I mean, it was like a gigantic festival. I know the Texans have open practice, but they limit it to just the people that can go. This was not limited to anything. The parking lot, the Green Bay Packers Stadium parking lot is full. It is unbelievable how many people just walking around. They've got stands. Now, I want to tell you, since I worked here 30 years ago, this place it is totally different. They had just a barn. They had a practice field and a barn, and they had the fence around the practice field where people would peek in when they didn't want anybody to see. They would put the green pads up, and you couldn't see in, but that was it. They've got four beautiful practice fields back to back where the stands are lined up and not a seat was. And then on the other side, we're here by the indoor practice facility, is behind us. And there's another 1,000 people on this sideline that have some kind of credential and know somebody or whatever they had that ability to get there, but they're all wearing their Packers gear. And it's like, what the hell? Does anyone work here? And then they said, well, and I asked my buddy, he said, well, it's probably most people from around the state. First of all, they came to see JJ, and they came to see Max Sharping, and there were 1,000 Max Sharping questions.
Yeah,
yesterday.
That was crazy to me that there were so many Max Sharping. I didn't even realize that was where he was from.
Yeah, I didn't either. But I learned that immediately when that every question to Bill O'Brien and JJ, and JJ was like, who's Max? And he goes, well, the rookie, I don't know all the rookies' names yet, he said. So, I don't know. He said, oh, Sharping. Okay, yeah, I talked to him once. He seems like a good guy. Okay. Thanks, JJ, for your input on Max. His name's Max, by the way. So he said, a lot of the people are here just to see. I'm like, really? You come on a Monday work day and you just come to look at JJ through a fence? That's what you do?
Oh, yeah. He's a monster. He's a superhero.
Well, I guess. I don't know. I guess. And there were some Texans fans here. That was nice. They traveled up here to see. It is, though. I'll tell you. The facility here, and they're building some new stuff, too. The facilities here are second to none. Well, they don't have an owner, so all of the profits, that it's a nonprofit, so they have to spend everything, and they do. And the buildings now, it is like night and day. And it's unbelievable how wonderful this facility is. So I could see now. Then you have, but they have this huge indoor. We've got the bubble. this thing that they built is a monstrosity compared to the bubble. I think they could fit the bubble in it. It's huge, and you know, when it gets cold up here, then they Now the problem is, and people will come. I was talking to guys last night. It's like, you know, you think they could get anybody to come to Milwaukee or Green Bay, you know, to play with Giannis and play up? And I'm like, up here, yeah. I mean, you're a star when you're playing for the Packers. You're in anonymity when you're playing for Milwaukee. But now with Giannis, you still got to live in Milwaukee, right? That's the problem. In your season is in the winter where it's horrific and you're out all the time and traveling and doing all this stuff. So that's not going to be easy. But would you get a chance of, you know, with Giannis to play good basketball and play, you know, and here, you know, the Packers are a national team. So
when is the last time you were with at the Packers?
When was I with the Packers?
Yeah, we'll cover the Packers.
92.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe you didn't, you know, you've been gone a while. Maybe you don't hear they don't shine shoes anymore in the NFL. They got good stuff.
No, they got good stuff.
They got nice stuff.
Yay. When was the last time you lived up here?
Never.
Okay. I'll tell you this.
That's 27 years ago, though. They upgraded some stuff.
No, there's 31 other places to live. Okay. Okay.
No, I don't want to live there. I'm just talking about the facilities being nice.
Listen, I love the people up here are great and everything else. The freaking weather is, it rained so freaking hard yesterday. And luckily, after the practice was over. But I got news for you. Those fields are not going to be dry. I wonder what they're going to do. They might have to go inside.
What's the weather like there?
I mean, it poured yesterday.
But beside the rain, how hot is it?
It was hot. It's hot. Yeah. I mean, it was 80s, you know, but it's a wet heat.
All right, so let me ask you questions that people want to know. Like, how did the tackles, Matt Khalil and Julian Davenport and Chantrell Henderson and Titus Howard look?
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's what appears to be happening. Talking to some people and watching, Julian Davenport is on the outside looking in right now.
Is he really?
Yeah. Julian Davenport, it doesn't look like he's part.
That's surprising after last year's season.
He is clearly with the second teamers. He makes the team probably, although they do like, from what I hear, Roderick Johnson.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. So
Dell knows. Roderick Johnson is gross.
Well, this is something that's happening.
Dell, am I wrong? Am I lying?
I mean, gross implies.
No, you like him.
Gross implies he's just a disgusting individual. But as a Miami fan, watching guys run around Roderick Johnson was a great joy in my life when he was at Florida State. So please, Texans, play that guy.
Well,
they'll be drafted so tackle again.
Here's the deal. Chantrell at the right.
Yep.
Titus Howard at right guard. Nick Martin at center. Sharping at left guard. And Matt Khalil.
Is that
Max Sharping at right guard and Titus Howard at left guard. That's what you're starting. Ideally, your starting offensive line will be.
And who's the left tackle?
Left tackle's Matt Khalil.
So you texted me that he was having. Did he straighten it out a little bit?
Yeah, individuals, he was getting first. He got run around, then he got bowled backwards into the quarter. That was on one on ones, but then in team, he looked a lot better. I'll tell you this: wait till Thursday night when AJ McCarron is in there running for his life, because if you thought the first string offensive line was bad, wait till you see the second string offensive line. They were getting worked like ragdolls. So AJ, he's going to have his problems getting the ball. Now, he did throw a couple of nice balls to Kahale Waring. Waring looks pretty good. He's pretty good. But so does Jordan Akins. Jordan Akins looks really good.
Right.
Yeah. So I think you're going to be fine there. I think Darren Fells is going to have a hard time. You know, he's older. He might make the team because of his experience, but you don't get rid of Jordan Thomas, so it's going to be difficult. It'll be interesting to see. What else did? Aaron Colvin. I told you about him. But the offensive line that is what it looks like. Khalil's got to prove that he's not going to get worked like that. But Deshaun had a little bit of time. Deshaun was able to make some plays. Down the field.
You think people are going to freak out when Titus Howard is playing guard? Because first and foremost, They shouldn't. First and foremost, you just want to draft a guy that's a good football player, whether he plays tackle or guard. Now, I'm hoping he becomes a tackle. And I saw things on tape that I liked, and then I saw him at Senior Bowl, and I was like, okay, he's not ready yet. I mean, he's just definitely not ready. So it wouldn't shock me if he starts off as a guard and becomes a tackle. So I don't think people should freak out if he's playing guard. I think it's great if he's playing guard as a starter. If he beats Senio Kalamete out at left guard, which he's more talented, if he's able to beat the veteran out, I think that's a good sign for the Houston Texans. What about Martinez Ranke? You didn't mention him at all. And I know Zach Fulton is a guy that they like. So where do the it feels like they're actually in decent shape inside with
Ranke
bodies.
Is clearly second team. I'm telling you, you're running out of spots because you keep eight. You got to keep Mance because he can fill in at center and he can play both guards.
You got Rankin.
And you two. Got Zach Fulton.
Zach Fulton, three. Titus Howard, who can tackle
and,
guard.
And then
four.
The other five, that's eight. The five starters, Rankin,
Mance,
and...
So you're going to have a swing.
And what about Kalamete?
You're going to have a swing. Well, Kalamete could be in some trouble.
Yeah.
He could be in some trouble. So you got to have a swing tackle. Here's the question. Is it Julian Davenport? Is it Roderick Johnson? Or do you just have one of the guys like Titus Howard? Did they play Max Sharpin at all at tackle? Did you see?
No.
Okay. They're just going to move. He's just going to be a guard.
They did move Howard. Howard moved over.
So what they're going to do then is see if Titus Howard. So this is what could happen. Titus Howard, they could just see if he's going to be the swing tackle because he played left and right in college. If they find that he's good enough to play swing tackle, then they may just keep him along. But how do you keep Shontrell Henderson, who can't stand on field? Like,
right.
I don't know that you can trust that he's going to be there the whole year. So Khalil Henderson. Titus Howard, Nick Martin, Zach Fulton, Greg Mance, Martinez Rankin. I mean, those guys are locks. You're right. Those are locks, and that's seven. And now we haven't gotten to Kalamete, Davenport. You mentioned Roderick Johnson. I'd be shocked if he makes the team. And then there could be somebody who they look at off a waiver wire. I doubt it. But, I think the last spot, the eighth spot, may be between Kalamete and Davenport, and you're gonna opt for the tackle over the guard, especially since Greg Mance can play guard
right
center, Rankin can potentially play guard center, Max Sharping I know has been taking reps at center also, so I would say Senio Kalamete, the veteran from the Saints, could be in some trouble.
But I would agree.
Now that's without seeing a single practice. So I was out of town last week, and now they're in Green Bay, and I can't watch them. So I don't know, but. Yeah, I'd be interested there. When we come back, we'll get to a couple of other news notes. Zach Greinke makes his first start tonight, and I'm looking at the tickets and what I bought him. As soon as I heard there was a trade, I immediately, not even knowing who was pitching Tuesday, I immediately bought six tickets for the family, and we're going to go to the Astros. Immediately, I was all excited about it. It turns out Greinke is pitching today, and I saw the numbers on the tickets. I saw what the tickets are going for. And so I told my kids yesterday, I said, I just want y'all to know, if these ticket prices keep going up, you guys can watch on TV because daddy's going to try to make some money. And then they're like, my wife gave me a look, and I realized that what I was saying it as kind of a joke and also kind of like, I wish it could be true. And then the look my wife gave me, I was like,
I guess it can't be true.
Oh, I guess you just don't like money.
No, if you like money, what about GiveMeTheVin.com?
Okay.
That's GiveMeTheVin.com. And John Clay Wolf is with us right now here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, John Clay Wolf? John Clay Wolf, you there?
Yes. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I just woke up.
Let's talk about selling cars.
Are you calling me for lunch? I don't know if I can make it today.
I'm not calling you for lunch, actually. I'm just calling you to talk about selling cars to you. People selling you cars.
Oh, that's today, too. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we broke our record last week at the deal when I talked to you last. We sold a 581, and then we've got the same amount this week. So we added another team so we can answer everybody faster at GiveMeTheVin.com. We've got seven teams now. We've got 60 people down there. We're bidding 500 cars a day, 400 cars a day.
Wow. And
it's busy. It's busy.
Yeah, it's busy. What are you doing with all those cars?
We sell most of it at the Dallas Auto Auction. We've got a drop center in Spring, Texas, and we're adding another buy center. What's that mall in Houston?
It's
kind of old, by the Galleria. Not the Galleria, but like west of the Galleria, west something.
West Oaks Mall.
Yeah, so we're going to put we're putting a buy center in over there. I signed the lease yesterday. So people we can store them, and then we ship them out of there, and we take them to the Dallas Auto Auction, clean them up, you know, take the dents out, paint the bumpers, do the this, do the that, and we have a national distribution platform out of Dallas, and we send them literally Miami to Seattle and Boston to, I mean, San Diego and everywhere in between.
And yet you can still give everybody the best price for their car. And if not, you give them $100. If you can't beat CarMax, then you will send them $100. That's unbelievable. It's all at GiveMeTheVIN.com. You see what kind of operation this is? First class. You will get the best price for your car at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Dell. I am in Green Bay with the pack, with the Texans and Packers. One more practice today, and then the game on Thursday. Nothing tomorrow, and then the game on Thursday. So, where are your seats tonight?
The line.
Where's Lance, Dell?
He had his mic off and he was talking. I had to turn his mic back on.
Yeah, down the right field. I'm down the right field line.
Right down the right field line. Mm-hmm. But, dude, did you see another person got hit?
I know. I had to check and make sure and see if that wasn't something old, and it wasn't.
No, it was at the Rangers game, and she was 25 rows up.
Yeah.
Everybody, well, you got to keep your head on us. 25 rows up, she gets hit. She's got a giant knot on her head, and she's taken out of there. I don't know. I'm of the opinion.
How far up are you? Why is this happening just this? Why is there so many of them happening this year?
I don't know. The ball's coming off the bat so fast. I don't know.
Can you imagine if it was?
Well, look at the home runs up. I mean, the ball's getting hit harder. It's you got it. You really you don't have reaction time.
Yeah,
you just don't.
You know, you think about everything from weightlifting. Not even weight. It's weightlifting, but the explosion training. The hitters are getting more training at an earlier age. They're working on explosiveness. They're working on keeping the bat back in the zone and things like that. You start adding everything up, and of course, they're also the exit velocity is pretty hot these days. They can hit it pretty hard. You start adding everything up, and boy, when those rockets come flying into the stands, man, that is definitely a scary thing.
So you're not going to be able to sell your tickets tonight. You're going to have to go and watch Zach Greinke as opposed to putting money in your pocket, right?
I don't know that that's – I could fake it. Even if I fake a sickness and sell the tickets, they're going to be like, we can go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't need you.
That's true.
When did they ever need you to go to a
– six tickets for Zach Greinke. I mean – these things are going for $189 a piece down in the area where I am
now.
$189 a piece.
How many poker tournaments could you play in if you had that money?
I mean, let's get Prime back and running.
Well, I gotta get an update. What the hell is going on? Mm-hmm. I mean, what the hell? Let's go.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a sold out game. It's gonna be packed. I told my wife, we're going at 5. I'm not gonna do this waiting in a bunch of traffic stuff. We're going.
You're going early. Hey, listen, that's just going to cost you more. And listen, you're going to buy Zach Greinke. It's going to cost. Okay. Guess what's going to happen? Are you going to eat beforehand or are you going to eat there? Are you going to drink beer? Are they going to have Cokes? Are you going to have nachos? Okay. Not make nachos, have nachos.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what I want to do. Miss out on making about $1,000 off the off my tickets and then go spend another $1,000.
Right. Right.
No, here's what you're doing, kids. You're going to each bring a bottle of water in. I'm going to go miserly dad. All right, put whatever you can fit in your pockets. Put some mini wheats in a plastic bag.
Here's some mustard packets. Eat these.
Put some cereal in a Ziploc bag and stick it in your pants. We don't want to eat cereal at the baseball game. I don't care. You're going to eat cereal and bring a pickle. Bring a pickle for something savory.
They get squishy, Dad.
A pickle in the pocket.
And no power bars either, because you'll have to poop.
Yeah. Mom's got some protein bars. That's kind of like a dessert. By the way, man. Chase said the biggest news is that you're representing Three Stripe Life, that you're repping Adidas yesterday. What's that about?
Yeah. Did you see me on ESPN? Mm-hmm. I was on ESPN this morning.
What do you mean you're on ESPN this morning?
I'm in all the J.J. Watt shots.
Oh, are you?
Where
are you wearing Adidas?
I got my Adidas hat.
So what, you only wear Adidas on the road? You don't wear it on home games?
No. I don't know. I got a hat. I just wore it. That's all. Because it's really sunny.
It's about time you wore some Adidas.
Yeah. I was wearing Adidas. Yeah, Three Stripe Life. That's me. That's what I'm about. I'm not wearing Nike. I think Nike is out. Okay. No, the kids aren't wearing Nike anymore. So here's the deal is Zach Greinke. What do you think Zach Greinke is feeling today? What do you think? Obviously.
Like he got paroled?
Did you see the video or the pictures of him? It was a video. They're in the dugout. And Verlander is showing him his grip on his curveball. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, the two of them are sitting there and they're talking. It was pretty cool. You know, this is what I guess superstars do. They talk to each other about how they grip the ball and whatnot. And you know, because Brent Strom was apparently had gas and wasn't able to do it. So Justin Verlander took over.
Why do we have to say Brent Strom had gas? Doing him like that?
He had gas. Don't you remember? He had to go to the hospital.
He had a gastro. We call it, you know what? We say that about somebody who's really good, like King Strom. You say he had a gastrointestinal issue. You don't say he had to go to the hospital with that gas.
My dad used to say, hey, you got gas. I broke my arm. I think it's gas. Take some brioche. I swear to God, if he'd have taken some brioche, he'd have been fine. That's all. So he wasn't available. I wonder if Zach Greinke is going to be any good tonight because Brent Strom wasn't available. He had gas. So here's the deal is don't expect much tonight out of Zach Greinke because Brent Strom, when he gets rid of his gas, when he passes this gas, he's going to be Zach Greinke is going to be much better. That's all I'm saying.
I'm expecting a lot from Zach Greinke. I got news for you. That'll be the most disappointed crowd in Astros history if Zach Greinke doesn't come out and ball out.
No kidding. Well, he's got a few starts, so everybody ease up, okay? He doesn't have to throw a no-hitter like no-hitter Sanchez, okay? He doesn't have to do that. It's okay if he gives up some hits, everybody. Let's calm down, all right? And especially since Brent Strom is not available. We can't expect much out of Zach Greinke, okay?
I got a feeling he's going to be okay tonight.
Yeah, I have a feeling. I'm looking forward. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. When we come back, I want to mention we're going to get some more insight from John, who's at Texans training camp yesterday. He's going to be there today again. And I do want to bring up an article that was written yesterday on MLB, as a matter of fact, about the Astros being the bad guys now, the new Yankees. And I want to see if that's maybe what the reality is now. I want to bring that up when we come back here in just a second. I want to tell you about Gritty right now. I was talking to Jason. So our old friend Kobo from Kobo's Q, who is going to be coming up here at Listener Appreciation Party, he's going to be doing the sliders and he, you know, caters a lot of our events, longtime listener, just great dude. He signed up with Gritty, and he said, hey, just giving you a heads up. He goes, this Gritty app, you were right. It's absolutely addictive. I can see when the rates are expected to spike, and I'm changing my AC while I'm gone. I'm changing, you know, how my settings are so that my system automatically raises up during that time. And And then he said, you know, I just let you know I only got 1 month free. And it, by the way, we're in August, so it is 1 month free. But he signed up in July 31st, and that offer was good until July 31st. And I said, well, let me get with Gritty on that. He goes, yeah, it's not a big deal, just letting you know. I got with Gritty. I actually got with Jason, who's one of the guys who runs the entire company. He goes, oh, absolutely, let's get a take it. They were on it and took care of it in a matter of minutes. It was a done deal. He got his 3 free months. Now, if you didn't take advantage in July, the deal right now is 1 free month. But here's the other deal. Low, low prices on wholesale electricity. And that's just the way they are. That's not a special deal. That's just how Gritty operates. They get you attached to the grid, hence the name Gritty, and you get unlimited access to wholesale prices. And if you know anything about wholesale buying, which you should by now with Costco and Sam's, it's that you get deals that other people don't. And for just $10 a month, that's their membership fee, you're going to get that unlimited access. There's no hidden fees. There's no markups. There's just big savings. No contract. If you're ever not happy with Gritty, go ahead and switch. What you're going to find if you do any research at all is that over the course of the year, you are going to save big money. And why wouldn't you? There are more times that the rates are super low rather than the price spikes. You'll occasionally pay a price spike, but that doesn't even cancel out what the low normal prices are when you are attached to the grid and getting grid prices. Gritty members have saved millions, and you can save a bunch of money too. Text Lance to 797979, and Gritty's going to give you your first month of membership absolutely free. Get your first month free when you text Lance to 797979. That's Lance to 797979. Do it today. Message and data rates may apply.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live from Green Bay, where the Texans and Packers will practice again today. We'll see if will Lonnie Johnson take a hit from anybody today?
I don't think so. He's a corner, so I don't know how it's going to happen. It's going to be a little tough. He'll get some aggressive blocking on him. He will have some, I would assume. I don't know who the veteran is who's going to do that. But, I saw the big hit, knock the helmet off. I'm sure that doesn't set well with the veterans. And I'd expect the Texans to do that, too. I don't, he's a rookie. He's trying. I can tell you this, Dell, do you have Bill O'Brien's response? Matt Musil had it. Bill O'Brien's response to the incident, they asked what happened with Lonnie Johnson. And it's funny because when I read it, when you read it, you're not sure which Bill O'Brien voice you're reading it in. Is it the pissy voice? Is it the no big deal voice? Is it the, you know what I mean?
The pissy voice.
No. Not the one that I, not the sound that I've got from when he was
right next to him. He wasn't, he
where he goes, that was no big deal. That's what he said. Here, listen. Dell's got it right here. Yeah. Listen to this. I was like, whoa. I was expecting more.
You know, that's between me and Lonnie. It's not a big deal. Just it was a play that developed over there, and it was time for Lonnie to head to the showers.
That sound.
That ain't jokey.
Well, he goes, that was no big deal. I didn't think I was expecting.
Well, why did he
more.
Say if it was no big deal? Why did he send him to the
showers? Well, I think his feeling was something was going to get out of hand because that was the second time he had done that, and I think he just knew it was time to get him out of there. That's why I wondered if maybe Bill O'Brien is kind of secretly happy that one of his draft picks is out there, you know, laying a little lumber. I mean, he didn't do it to a veteran; he did it to another rookie. I'm not saying that that's. I don't know if there's a code, but. He did do it to another rookie, and I just wonder if secretly he's like, "That's right, I got a big boy now."
You know, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't think he likes. I know he despises these camp fights. We ain't doing that.
Oh yeah, I don't think he likes that.
No,
I don't think he likes that. But
I'm torn. I heard yesterday. I was talking to somebody in the organization about, hey, what about Trent Williams? And there's a story today. Trent Williams is the Redskins are. It's either the Redskins are shopping or people are calling about Trent Williams because it appears he's not going back there. Mm-hmm. And the person in the organization, I just don't think that they like. This whole thing, you know, they don't want that kind of guy. You can't have a guy in a locker room that's going to be, you know, like that. And I said, really? I said, Dwayne Brown did about the same thing. And this is about money. And this is about, well, the Redskins are a crap organization. It has been a crap organization. And you're going to be, and they would be upset with a guy because he doesn't want to be in that organization. Mm-hmm. And this whole bad guy thing, you know, listen, Jack Easterby has a stranglehold on everyone in this organization, and he can't be any more positive, and he can't, you know, I'm talking to somebody, you know, he really is. I said, he's really corny, and he's really corny. He's really, that's what this is what he's all about. All of this goodness, and, you know, you don't want anybody like that in your locker room. And I said, anybody like that? Was Dwayne Brown like that the 8 years that he was here, or was it that he wanted to get paid and then he went and did all this BS stuff to get out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is Trent Williams? Have you heard anything
negative
about Trent Williams?
No. I mean, I'll dig around and see if I can find out anything. I haven't. Those guys hear stuff behind the scenes. I mean, I'm sure they'll talk to coaches. If they really are interested, they'll talk to other coaches, talk to coaches there with Washington, obviously. Maybe talk to former teammates, and you can find that out. I don't know of a Redskins connection on the Texans right now where there were any players that played there for any much of an amount of time or if there's any coaches. But if you Hopefully really are not. Interested, you'll reach out and check on it. And it'd be great to have a no-doubter because Chantrell Henderson, frankly, is – I mean, just you don't play football really for 3 years. Not you haven't played 8 games or more for 3 full years. So it would be great to have a guy like Trent Williams. At what cost? And I know this is a big concern, and I know this is a concern from just a discussion, you know, that I had with Brian Gain before the draft, just a general discussion about salary cap stuff. And he just made a point. And, you know, he's obviously not there anymore, but he made a point of saying, look, we got guys we have to pay on our roster coming up. And you have to be factoring that in when it comes to spending money. You have to know when there are bills coming due. And I think Deshaun is going to be a big one, obviously. I think at that time he probably was factoring, in hindsight, he was factoring potentially Jadeveon Clowney. I think Bernhardrick McKinney already got paid, if I remember correctly. So I don't think Bernhardrick McKinney would be one of those guys. But I don't know if they're looking to give out a contract that will Listen, make Trent Williams one of the highest tackles.
This thought. Oh, my God. Lance, are we not seeing how the best organizations do it? Are we really not seeing that? Are we saying, listen, what's the most important thing in this organization? Number 4, okay?
Right.
You got to cover his ass. You got to make sure that he doesn't take the beating that he took last year.
Right.
You've got to spend some money on that offensive line. Well, we got 2 rookies up. Oh, great. And Matt Khalil and Chantrell Henderson and Nick Martin. And this is how you're going to protect. Go and spend some money on the left tackle. Get one of the best in the game. And Trent Williams is that.
I'd 100% consider it. I don't want to give him a 4-year deal.
So who's calling the Redskins? Who's calling the Redskins? Who's going to negotiate on what the deal is going to be? What's happening there? How's that working?
That would probably be Matt. I think it's Bazergan. I'm not sure the last name. I think there's a chance.
We have to have a special.
Well, I don't.
Committee.
I mean, John, you act like it's not happening. Like that. They're like that's a gap, and they can't do anything. They're paralyzed. I don't think that's. I know that's the fun thing that everyone says. Well, GM by committee, they don't have a GM. Well, the GM job has a variety of different roles, right? One of the primary ones, my guess is it's going to be Matt Bezirgan, who is considered he's considered pretty good at his job. Now, I don't know. This is the problem we have. It's obviously not Bill O'Brien. You can't have time to do all that stuff. Chris Olsen knows about contracts. It could be a combination of the two. This is the reality for a year. There ain't going to be a new GM that steps in all of a sudden in week three of preseason. This is what they decided to do because they don't want to settle and they want to go. And I get that. If you really want that guy so bad that you're willing to tamper or do whatever it was, then go ahead and wait for him for a year. I'd rather they wait for him than sign up for a guy that they think is not the guy. Wouldn't you?
Well, if they get the guy. And I'm telling right. you, that is not.
But I think there could be. I mean, there's more than just one guy who could be a GM. The problem is, are they willing to consider other people? Like, is this going to have to be everything that is Patriots? Is this what it's going to have to be?
Yes.
If it's not him, it's the other guy whose name I can't remember.
And if it's not him, it's somebody else. So somebody else that's going to come here and work for Bill O'Brien?
Well, I mean, that's a concern.
You think? Because everybody that has worked with him has gotten fired.
No, that's, I mean, well, two.
Yeah.
Two. I guess he's had two GM.
Yeah, he's had two. They're both and now he's got none. So, yeah, it's all working
out. No, I honestly don't think it shouldn't be a hard thing. I shouldn't just assume it. I'm not going to just assume it. It's not a hard thing to pick up a phone and make a phone call if you're the Houston Texans, even if it's Chris Olsen, to say, hey, we want to check on the availability of Trent Williams. That's not the hardest thing in the world to do. Did you hear that they don't have an issue, that they don't want a guy like Trent Williams on their team? Did you hear that?
I heard concerns.
Okay, then they must know something about the guy, unless it's just strictly a financial thing.
Well, concern. I mean,
I've never heard anything about him.
Well,
but
I've never heard one peep about Trent Williams being any kind of a problem.
Neither one of us would have heard the stuff behind the scenes about how he is in the meeting room or stuff like that. You know what I mean?
No.
Does he show up on time at meetings? Does he do all that? I don't know that stuff.
Ever heard it? No.
No, but that's not the stuff that I would. You'd have to really dig around to find that stuff out.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I have to care enough to say, hey, could you tell me what Trent Williams is doing from a meeting standpoint?
Yeah, but after reading how Luno put together that Greinke trade and how difficult it was and how many calls and all of the everything that you had to work out.
Where did you see that, by the way?
It was an article by, I don't know who it was. It was in MLB.
It was by Jeff Passan.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Passan wrote it. And the number of phone calls and the back and forth, the bargaining and all of the stuff that you have to do. Oh. Lance, I get it. They're waiting on their guy. But guess what happens in the meantime? Frozen. Because, now we got to go back up the ladder. This flattening thing of organization is flatter is a bunch of baloney. Because you have to make now, they offered this. Okay, what do we want? Okay, let's have a meeting. What do we want to counter? Oh, my God. You don't have somebody that can take command of this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is where they are. It's self-made. This is what they've chosen, so this is what they'll have to deal with.
Yeah.
This is what they'll have to deal with.
All right, 801, we got to deal with another break. 801 ESPN 97.5. We got to deal with no patio.
If you don't have a patio, I told my kids yesterday, I said, look, I know we got tickets for that game tonight, okay? But that patio is nice, too. And Daddy can sell the tickets on a SeatGeek or something, StubHub, and make a little extra money. You're not going to get any of it, but I guess we're going to go to the game. But we do watch games on patio as well. And the reason is simple. When you have a patio from Texas Custom Patio, it is truly an outdoor space. It is not I was looking at a website the other day, and I saw this patio, and I was like, that's not great. Yes, there's covering. Yes, there's some, it's the same. I saw the same type of fence posts. The fence posts were used as the corners for the patio. Not appealing visually, and it's not exactly the strongest structurally that you're going to find as well. At Texas Custom Patios, that's never going to be a concern. You want to see what their work looks like? Go to tcplance.com and go see what my backyard was looking like before and then after what they were able to do. And that's the vision of Stephen Schell, who is, you know, the owner of the company. But he's got people on his team, along with himself, that they will design the projects. They will put it together in their computer, and they will send you a rendering that looks exactly like what you're going to see. Looks exactly like it. And then when you have that outdoor space, it's great for, you know, hanging outside and entertaining, and just a chance for you to go outside and enjoy some nice weather while you're watching your show, having a cocktail, having a beer, having some pizza, whatever it is that you want to do. TexasCustomPatios.com can make it a reality. And in most cases, you're going to get at least dollar for dollar value back when it comes time to sell that home. TexasCustomPatios.com, or go see my backyard at TCPLance.com.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.